Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. Protests have erupted outside Parliament in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, after MPs approved a law that will force civil society groups and media organisations to declare foreign funding. Some protesters tried to break through the metal barriers near Parliament. Critics say the law is modelled on a Russian one designed to stifle democracy. Rehan Dimitri is in Tbilisi.
These people are standing here because they're worried that this is a major change in Georgia's foreign policy, that with the adoption of this law, government somehow wants to drag them back, as they say, to the USSR. And that's not what Georgian people want. More than 80% of the population here see the future of their country as part of the European Union. And that's why they're standing here and, as they say, fighting for their European future.
A high-profile democracy activist in Thailand has died after being on hunger strike for 110 days. Bangkok prison officials said Nettipawn Sanisankom died of heart failure. The 28-year-old had been awaiting a trial for defaming the monarchy. Here's Jonathan Head.
The officially untouchable status of the monarchy is still a divisive issue in Thailand, even though large-scale protests demanding royal reforms have not been seen for more than 3 years. The death of Bung Senet Sankom, the first of a political activist in custody for a decade, is likely to fire up the debate once more. She'd been on hunger strike since she was jailed in January, after her bail was revoked on 2 charges of lèse majesty.
A huge manhunt is underway in France after 2 prison officers were killed and 3 others seriously wounded when their van was ambushed as they transported a prisoner in Normandy. The Justice Minister said 2 vehicles rammed the prison van before gunmen opened fire. The prisoner fled with the attackers. President Macron described it as shocking and said everything was being done to find those involved. President Zelensky has told America's visiting top diplomat air defence is the biggest problem for Ukraine and its second city, Kharkiv, urgently needs at least 2 Patriot systems. Hours later, a 10-storey residential block there sustained a direct Russian strike. On the ground, Ukrainian troops are trying to stop a Russian cross-border advance. A member of parliament for President Zelensky's party, Oleksandr Mureshko, told the BBC support is needed quickly.
We're very desperate in terms of getting as soon as possible the military aid, which is supposed to come very soon. This is one of the top priorities, long-range missiles like ATACMS. And also we need lots of ammunition in terms of artillery shells, because the ratio right now is in favor of Russia.
World News from the BBC. Local media in Mozambique say the army suffered significant losses in a militant attack in the northern province of Cabo Delgado on Friday and has been trying to cover up the full extent of the casualties. State media have reported that 1 member of a local militia was killed in the assault on the town of Macomeya, which was repelled. The Islamabad High Court has stopped the Pakistani government from blocking the SIM cards of tax evaders. The tax authority and mobile phone operators had agreed a policy of blocking, given Pakistan's extreme need of tax revenue. But one operator challenged the decision in the High Court, saying it violated the basic freedom to do business. The mining giant Anglo American is to offload some of its operations as it tries to fend off a takeover by its rival BHP. The London-listed firm plans to sell or demerge its interests in steel, diamonds, platinum, nickel and coal to concentrate on green energy. Our business presenter is Will Bain.
The race for resources critical to the green energy transition has turned mining on its head. With the price of lithium, cobalt and in particular copper spiking in recent years, those are the new truly precious metals. It's why rival mining big beast BHP has been so keen to try and buy Anglo American for more than $40 billion in recent weeks, and why Anglo's board has rebuffed those offers and is now making this bet to focus almost exclusively on its copper and iron ore businesses.
The Irish Cabinet has agreed to raise the minimum legal age for buying cigarettes from 18 to 21. It's the highest minimum age in the European Union. Officials say it's designed to lower smoking rates by making it harder for younger people to start the habit. Just under 1/5 of Irish adults smoke. BBC News.